This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Believes that an impartial juror, upon hearing the evidence that the manager will lay out in the coming days, will find that the Constitution demands the removal of Donald J. Trump from his office as President of the United States. But that will be for you to decide. With the weight of history upon you.
If you have a sitting vice president making public policy decisions to benefit his family to the tune of $1 million a year, that raises a serious question of corruption, and a president not only is justified in asking for that to be investigated, but has a responsibility to see that that's investigated.
Pulling us through what is ultimately perhaps the craziest time that we've seen with this impeachment trial of the president. And as you heard there at the top again, Schiff kicking off his case by invoking the Founding Fathers, actually saying that the president has acted precisely as Hamilton and his contemporaries had feared. And, of course, Democratic House managers were going back into the archives and they were pulling up clips from key witnesses during what happened in the House. And then you also heard the counter with Ted Cruz talking about Hunter Biden and that there was a responsibility to investigate Biden based on what happened at the fact that he was on the board of that company in the Ukraine. So that was kind of the counterpunch, if you will, that came from Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas. So it's interesting. We are in the throes of this, and it is what we thought it would be. At least I have portrayed it that way. It's just that back and forth. And you had the Trump lawyers who were making claims. So you had the, as I said, House managers, which the Democrats, which, of course, Adam Schiff obviously featured heavily into that. And this may take longer than is expected. It just depends on that whole witness scenario and if that's going to happen or not. And some of the senators, the Republican senators, of course, are saying that they had no idea when you're talking about what happened with the House. That's why showing the clips, what really happened in the House, because they were portraying it as it's just all that empty rhetoric and they're going after the president and whatnot. So many, I guess, unaware of even the case that the Democrats were trying to make in the House. So it's pretty interesting to watch how this unfolds, frankly, because if you look at it from the Democratic point of view, what they're trying to do is get enough Republican senators to say, yes, we want to see all the documents, or we want to see some of the documents, and we want to see or hear from witnesses. Absolutely. And this is, again, what is at the heart of what the House managers are trying to get across. As for the Republicans, specifically Mitch McConnell, it's the opposite, that there's nothing here. This is boring. This is ridiculous. Let's get out of this as soon as we can. So who makes the better, who makes the better argument? This is a trial, if you will. You just have to keep remembering that in your head, because we haven't seen this very often in our history, only the third time, and it bears repeating that. You know, you look at, the Chief Justice, John Roberts, who is saying, telling the impeachment lawyers, remember where you are. You look at the ground rules, the Senate adopting the ground rules for the impeachment trial, and how long that back and forth took the other night until 2 a.m. Eastern before this whole thing got underway. But it's underway. And the big push by Schiff is urging the senators to learn what he says is the full truth, and warning that the truth is going to come out, saying more emails are going to come out, more witnesses are going to come forward, they're going to have more relevant information to share. And the only question is, do you want to hear it now? Do you want to know the full truth? He said, we can and we will prove President Trump guilty of this conduct of obstructing the investigation into his misconduct. And there were some very strange kind of little twist moments, I think, that happened on what I'm going to call really the second day, because even though they were adopting rules and arguing about all of that into the wee hours, and this is the official first day, I guess, of the Senate trial, it is peculiar. It is why Roberts reminded the lawyers where they were, because it is a trial. Chuck Schumer says the trade, the idea, what Ted Cruz suggested at the beginning, the trade of Hunter Biden impeachment testimony is off the table. As a so-called witness, he's saying it's off the table. They haven't even wanted to, and that trade is not there anyway. But because I keep getting asked this, and it keeps getting floated, it's not happening. It's not happening. So here we are. How many months away from another election, and how close are we to another State of the Union address? A handful of weeks. Will this wrap up by then? That's what the president is hoping for, and that's what the Republicans are hoping will happen too. And then poll numbers, how do they look? Poll numbers from Politico and Morning Consult show that support is dipping a bit. The latest poll found 47% of voters back the president's removal, compared to 45% who are opposed to it. You know, and you look at margin of error, and I say that's split right down the middle, and not shocking, because this is how the country is. So really, it's a split. Now, 57% in this particular poll said the Senate should call additional witnesses to testify during the trial, compared to 24% who say senators shouldn't even do that. How many of you plan to watch any of this at all? Or you're just not interested? 62% in this poll said they plan to watch some of the impeachment trial, while 30% do not. Interesting numbers. In the end, just like it is in sports, what's the over-under that this is done by the first week in February? I'm going to take the over. Hang with us.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
When you're talking to a jury, you should not just offer them the conclusion. You have to show people what the math, 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 is 8, instead of saying you must find 8. And that means going through each fact that allows us to then draw a conclusion.
All right, so that's Kamala Harris, the senator from California, throwing in her two cents using the little math reference about what's going down day one, officially, I guess, of the impeachment trial on the Senate floor. You had the president, who tweeted out a couple of interesting things today. One of the things he said is no pressure. There is no pressure. Just boom, that was it. And also, while what was happening in Washington was focused on impeachment, he tweeted out, at Real Donald Trump, one of the many great things about our just-signed giant trade deal with China is that it will bring both the U.S. and China closer together in so many other ways. Terrific working with the president, a man who truly loves his country, much more to come. And then heading back to Washington from Switzerland, very successful trip. In the end, the other thing that he tweeted earlier in the day on Wednesday was not the Senate's job to mop up the mess made in the House by the Democrats. Biden admitted that he went to the Ukraine and did the quid pro quo. So there you have it. Again, we know that the president definitely likes to tweet, and that's where you get most of his responses, unless there's the White House press corps that's following him around, and then often he'll address them that way too, but still details during the day come out that way. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us on this show. I set it up as, you know, this was the first day, and they're digging into some of what happened in the House. And then, of course, you have the back and forth of you know, what was said before and what it's going to look like as they continue down this path, and so much of it falls on to Schiff, as you heard at the top, and he evoked everyone from Hamilton to John F. Kennedy, and he just did kind of the timeline, set it up, and went from there, and you know, said that the American people want a fair trial. They want to believe the system of government is still capable of rising to the occasion. They want to believe we can rise about party and above it and do what's best for the country. And there you go. And how that all unfolds, as I keep saying, we do not know. We just are watching day by day to see what kind of twists and turns, I think, happen in all of this. But back to it again on Thursday and then on Friday as well. And whether or not, you know, Biden said, by the way, he refuses to be part of the impeachment witness deal. That was Joe Biden, who's in Iowa. He said he wouldn't participate in any witness swaps or any of that. And that came on the heels of the cry for maybe from Cruz that maybe Hunter Biden would be on the Hill. And he hasn't talked much about this, but he said he doesn't want any part of the impeachment trial, in which there's been some suggestion that maybe he would be pulled into this. And he said at one point when he was asked questions, because, of course, press is following him around as he runs for president, that it is not an irrational question to ask, but said that he would not engage in any kind of a trade. He said, the reason I wouldn't make the deal, the bottom line, is it's a constitutional thing. We're not going to turn it into a farce or some kind of political theater. I want no part of that. I'm not going to play that game. The Senate is now to try him. My job is to beat him. And that is true. His rallying cry is to keep going and try to win the presidency. But we haven't seen that from a president in how long. I've said this before. The last three presidents have won two terms. What's the likelihood? And there's all kinds of polls on this as to whether or not the president wouldn't get reelected. And I think we'll see if there's any kind of weird curveballs that we see along the way. And so far, from even people that I've talked to who have been watching this, there's always some kind of a bizarre sort of side to what comes out, but nothing that is really at this point, if we really look at the weather vane, that's saying, oh, absolutely, you know what, this president is going to be removed from office. And if you go back to the Clinton impeachment trial, different reason, different scenarios, all of that. And to me, he was trying to cover up and not let anyone know what happened specifically so his wife wouldn't find out, Hillary Clinton. So, like I said, different reasons for that. But did it seem that he was going to get taken out of office? And I would say, if we were to go back into time and look at the beginnings of that, it didn't look like that at all. And, of course, that's not what happened. All right, I got to talk about this because this is huge. And I know we have people listening to us in Washington State. A suburban Seattle man is the only known U.S. resident with a weird, new, horrible virus. They're monitoring in Seattle at least 16 people who were in close contact with this guy who is infected with this respiratory virus after a trip to China. It originated in Wuhan, which is the central city in China, and it's affected 540 people, killed 17. That's what the Chinese are saying, so that's pretty scary. And in fact, they've halted all air and train travel from the city and closed public transportation. That's how serious this is, because that virus there has spread to Beijing, Thailand, South Korea, Japan, and Taiwan. But there's only one case in the U.S. And this is a guy in his 30s who came back from Wuhan last week and became ill. So what do you do when that happens and it's this big? You have to backtrack and figure out where he traveled, who he could have possibly been in contact with, who shared flights, public transportation, close contact. I mean, think of the planes. Who sat next to him on the planes? Who sat next to him perhaps in an airport lounge? And this is really, really scary because you don't want any kind of panic. And certainly there's not a reason to panic at this moment except for that he didn't have any symptoms, I guess, when he returned on a connecting flight to SeaTac, you know, Seattle Tacoma International. He took some kind of transportation from the airport to his house in an area north of Seattle, but then he became ill. And then he went into a clinic, and then he was transported to a hospital, and he's doing well. That's the good news, but who has he potentially infected? And, of course, what happens? You get warned over and over again, wash your hands, cover your mouth, all that kind of stuff. But this is beyond that. I mean, the flu has been terrible, and there's been terrible strains of the flu. But I would be scared to death if I heard this story and found out that I was the seat behind him or something during his travel, because you look at what's going on in China and it frankly is really, 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 really scary. Hey, speaking of that, and we'll stick there, and I know we have a lot of people listening to us in the Great Northwest, but sad to say, one person was killed, seven others were injured, even a kid. There was some kind of a dispute in front of a McDonald's that led to a shooting on Wednesday night. And people, you could hear the panic. They fled in different directions. They're investigating to see, you know, what happened here. A woman was found dead. Others were injured. And luckily the response was quick, but not quick enough to stop that. And they're reviewing a lot of the footage and getting evidence to try to figure out who left the scene and possibly what happened. But you had, you know, five people that had to go to the hospital, and then a couple of others that went there on their own. So, boy, just absolutely a strange thing, except for that they know there's no except for. But now they've got footage, so the footage enables them to look at that and see if they can figure out, you know, what happened there. All right, the music means that we are jumping on, moving on to you. Yes, the mailbag is flooded. Your comments coming up.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic House prosecutors have now wrapped up a long day of arguing for the conviction of President Trump on two articles of impeachment. Lead prosecutor Adam Schiff urged senators to demand more evidence.
We can and will prove President Trump guilty of this conduct and of obstructing the investigation into his misconduct. But you and the American people should know who else was involved in this scheme. You should want the whole truth to come out. You should want to know about every player in this sordid business.
One of the president's lawyers, Jay Sekulow, was not pleased with Schiff.
They accused my client of lying, when they accused the United States Senate of lying, when they've accused my colleagues of lying, and then the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee says the words executive privilege and other nonsense, it's going to evoke a reaction.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I am too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Get in the mail bag.
We are in the mailbag. Thank you, all of you, for sending me your thoughts. You can do that if you're just listening to this show. My name's Kate Delaney. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, hit contact, and let it flow, as they say. This one is from Jake, who listens to us in Austin. I've been doing this here on this network for over a decade. Wow. I think I said that the other day. It's been a decade here. Maybe just, it might even be 11 years, but 15 altogether. 15 years. And anyway, Jake has been with us, I think, since the very beginning. And Jake says, Kate, I heard what you said about Hawaii, and I was frantically looking for more information on that. Very sad that this guy took out two police officers, and it was just chaos in this Honolulu neighborhood that you were mentioning. And, of course, I understand they were responding to a stabbing at the house, and then the victim was trying to help him, and then they were shot and killed. And this goes to probably domestic violence. Yeah, you know, one of the things that I just was with a buddy who's a police officer a couple of days ago. One of the things that is so not frightening, but one of the things that officers don't like to respond to but do and hope to diffuse situations is domestic violence, because so often that turns into something that they can't contain. And this is one of those situations. I shouldn't say they can't contain it, but I've heard horror stories over those situations, let's put it that way, including in my own family. So they were responding to a call about some sort of stabbing in Waikiki Beach. And then, in fact, the victim who was stabbed was bloody, were trying to help him. And then the guy who was apparently guilty of that, let's say, opened fire, killing one of the officers, and then one of the group of officers rushed the wounded officer to the officer's aid, try to help him, was also killed by gunfire, and then the home was on fire and was destroyed, and then ultimately seven homes, because it just exploded, seven homes ended up being had to be doused and were ruined. So this was a terrible, terrible thing. And they believe what happened is this Jaroslav Hanel, his name, is that he's the suspect. He and two women were inside the house when it burned, and then it ignited other homes around it. And they're trying to process the evidence. They're trying to recover remains, all that kind of stuff. And it's, of course, horrific. And some of these police officers are talking about what it was like to lose fellow officers and how many children they're leaving behind. So, yeah, sad. And, again, it goes to those domestic calls that can be so deadly. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Mac, who says, "Hey, Kate Delaney, I have a question for you. I'm wondering, this whole virus thing, how the Washington State health officials feel about it. They can't be thrilled, but how can you possibly contain something when you try to go back and trace someone's step? You travel a lot. Would you remember everybody that you come in contact with or where you sat, especially if you were traveling abroad?" You know, it's so interesting you asked that question, because when I heard this story, that's exactly what I thought. I thought, like, going to Ireland. When I went to Ireland last spring, and the different places that I was, whether it was a restroom, whether I was going through customs, who talked to me, where I sat, no. I could give you vague references as to where I was, but I wouldn't remember that. I wouldn't remember a lot of that, especially because on the trip, just like this guy, on the trip to Ireland, I was by myself. I think if you're with other people and then collectively you're trying to recall, oh, yeah, we did this, this, and this. I mean, in my case, I would have run into a lot of people where somebody took me to the airport, someone handled my bag, somebody at the hotel was, I mean, just the amount of people I came into contact with would have been a lot, frankly, probably more than 15. And so in his case, yeah, I think it is a nightmare, because they've got to, you know, they're trying to figure out who, where, when, and all that stuff to make sure that somebody else doesn't pop up on the radar. They're trying to protect people, in other words, so that they can go from there and figure out what they need to, you know, what they need to do to try to keep other people from falling into this deadly virus. And luckily, the guy is doing good. So they have him, they're monitoring it, all of that is just absolutely huge. Versus he was on death's door, barely made it to the hospital, all of that. All right, here's one from Robert, who says, "Kate, I know that besides politics," and I love when you make the references that sports and politics are similar, right on, sister, there is a scorecard, and it's in business, too. "Derek Jeter getting into the Hall of Fame the way he did, what do you think?" Oh, well, I think, yeah, of course, 99.7. There was one person that didn't vote for him, just one person. Who is the one person? I don't know. It's crazy. And some of these writers are talking about trying to figure out who the one person was. But regardless, it's an avalanche of votes, so it's good. And he deserves to be there, and everybody knew it. And so, of course, yeah, he's getting into the Hall of Fame, and it's like a landslide. And he was so consistent and won so many championships and all of that. And Larry Walker, too, gets in. So that's part of that class. And I mentioned this, you must have been listening, that one of the great places in our country, a hidden gem, is to go to Cooperstown. It's beautiful. It is. It's this cute little town, and here it has, you know, the baseball mecca, the Hall of Fame, and I really had no idea. And when I went, I was, not that I thought I wasn't going to like it, but I would say, even if you're not a huge baseball fan, it's just a great place. I got to say, it's just a great place to visit. All right, here's one from Frank, and Frank offers up this. He says, oh, Kate, I was so glad you were on the air the other day. I love that you were updating us and saying, hey, by the way, I'm live. Isn't that great? Because you know that nothing's moved or changed. And then you described what was going on. So bravo to you, fist bump, because you're right. Other people should be airing your show because they're not listening to repeats of what happened earlier in the day. Yeah, they weren't listening to it the other night. That's you're right. That's for sure. I mean, breaking news to me is what you want to know, right? That's when it's more exciting. And when I say more exciting, to keep up with what's happening at the moment. And we know that things can ebb and flow and change. But in this case, it was almost like they just should have kept ordering the pizzas every hour because you had so many of them. I say them, senators, who are jurors, falling asleep as it was dragging on and on and on and on and on and on. And I guess there's no timeline, right? You want justice to be justice for whatever reason, for however long it takes, for whatever that reason is. All right, let's move on to this one because I love this one too. This one is from Boston, so he must be from Boston. Yo, Mr. Peanut, done as the mascot of Planters. Shocking. Why did they do that? Well, the 104-year-old peanut, right? I read that story, too. I guess there is, it's a whole Super Bowl thing. I could be wrong, but it sounds like the setup for it. They tweeted out and they sent out some news releases that when they needed him the most, Mr. Peanut was going to sacrifice himself and that Planters would turn the mascot into some kind of chunky peanut butter. I don't know. Maybe they've got some other kind of mascot that's coming in, but I'm seeing things that are saying rip peanut. So apparently there is either some truth to it or it's a funny setup or some device to pull us in. And then on Super Bowl Sunday, we'll find out something completely different. You know, Mr. Peanut, to me, there's a boardwalk, and it's Ocean City, New Jersey, and there is a Mr. Peanut shop there. And I got offered a job when I got out of school there because some of my friends, we were going to take, like, a little time before we jumped into the workforce, and, of course, that wasn't going to work for me. Now I'm jumping right into this career. And but a bunch of my friends worked at Mr. Peanut on the boardwalk. Hey, free peanuts, right? I love peanuts. Planters peanuts are good. They are. I like the freeze-dried kind. But I have to be careful with peanuts because that's like one of those, I call them wood chipper foods. You know what wood chipper foods are? It's when you sit down and you have a bag of Doritos, a bag of chips, a bag of something, and you're just mindlessly eating it and not even thinking about how much you're inhaling. And peanuts are like that. I bet you, and still now, sometimes when you go to a bar, or even sometimes peanuts are served, obviously, at ballparks and at other places, but it becomes that thing where it's one after the other, one after the other. So poor Mr. Peanut sacrificed, I think. Thanks for your emails. You can do it too, katedelaneyradio.com.
Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome to the Whoa Man game, as in Whoa Man. So if we were hanging out in the Whoa Man cave and in honor of Mr. Peanut, we all had our giant bag of Planters peanuts, the kind with no shells. So that makes it worse, because then you're just going to inhale it faster. You really are wood chipping then. Anyway, a couple of quick things. How about this? I love it when I'm all about numbers. We've established that on this show, if you just tuned in, because numbers signify so much in our lives and in sports and in politics and in business. So my three things, they are all connected in a triangle. And sometimes the numbers are ugly and sometimes they are positive. From a purely a sports point of view, this is positive. New Orleans Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson set to play in his regular season NBA game, his first, finally, after 13 and a half weeks after knee surgery took away his debut. He started on Wednesday against the Spurs. He finished with 22 points, 7 boards, and 3 assists in the loss. But what's interesting is he hit a 27-foot three-pointer. I'd be psyched if I saw that. And at that point, closed San Antonio's lead, 99-94. And at one point in a stretch of the fourth, he had 17 points. So I think this is signs of things to come. And then he had his first NBA field goal, a one-foot shot in the second quarter. So he, you know, he is the guy. He's the one to watch. So for all of my pals listening in New Orleans, the hoot at is Zion Williamson. Look out. And I think it's only going to get better with him. And finally, the debut. So how sweet it is. How sweet it is for the people who are Raiders fans that are excited about the Raiders being in Las Vegas, because the Mecca of Sin City now is this incredible stadium. And here's what Mark Davis had to say about the Raiders in Vegas.
The Raiders were born in Oakland and played 13 seasons in L.A. Both cities will always be part of our DNA. But today, we begin a new chapter in our storied history. For today, January 22nd, 2020, we are now the Las Vegas Raiders.
Wow, so no longer the Oakland Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders. The Nevada governor proclaimed January 22nd as Las Vegas Raider Day in the Silver State. And this now is the Silver and Black's permanent home. So a very, very big day for the Raiders. And the NFL officially approved the Raiders' relocation to Vegas in March of 2017, if you've forgotten. There's still some people in Oakland who are not happy about it. The Raiders started to play in the American Football League in 1960. It is their 61st year of pro football competition. And, of course, the last 51 in the National Football League. Just some interesting moments have happened with the Raiders. And I'm curious to see what, you know, what the team is going to look like. But it is something. The Las Vegas Raiders. It just becomes official. I lived in Vegas, oh gosh, about 17 years ago, and I never would have thought we would have seen a football team, a pro football team there, or a pro hockey team there. Oh, how short-sighted of me. Speaking of football, it is about Kansas City and San Francisco, and the one thing everybody wants to know is, who's going to win the game? And that question is a tough question to answer, because, and there's a reason why, the line is set the way it is. It's a really a pick'em, even though Kansas City is officially favored by 1 point. And a lot of people are cheering for Andy Reid, his second time as a coach, once with the Eagles, this time now with Kansas City, to get his ring, to win the Super Bowl. And after the incredible year the Chiefs had, but the 49ers did too. The 49ers finished 13-3, remember, and the Chiefs were 12-4. Pat Mahomes is completely excited, as he should be as a young quarterback, his third year in the league getting to the Super Bowl. Here's what he said today.
The mentality of these guys in this locker room is that we want to get the big one, not fall short. We want to make sure that we're going to the Super Bowl and that we can win it and not regret not preparing or doing whatever it takes to do that. And I think it's a long build for these next week and a half, but we're going to build every single day of just taking advantage of it and hopefully getting there and playing our best football and trying to find a way to win the football game.
There you go. Find a way to win the football game. And that's it. Keeping their head in the game. And they know that he knows, and the people around him certainly have told him that you have to focus on not the theatrics around you, but settle into the moment and focus on the game, which is, of course, is what you do during the regular season. This is big. The Chiefs hired Andy Reid in 2013, and here they are. It's been 50 years, but in a Super Bowl. Meanwhile, you have the young quarterback and you have an older quarterback, Eli Manning, retiring after 16 seasons in the NFL. Two Super Bowl MVPs, how about that? 39, passes all kinds of records in team history, and the victories over the Patriots after the 2007 and 2011 seasons are huge, huge moments. And I would think that he is absolutely somebody who punches his ticket in the Hall of Fame in 5 years when he's eligible. You've heard it here in the Woman Cave. Not a slippery slope for me to put myself out there and say it, because I think it's a layup for that to happen. And he's one of just five players, by the way, in NFL history with at least two Super Bowl MVPs. So that means he's in the same zip code as Joe Montana, Bart Starr, Tom Brady, and Terry Bradshaw. And he really, he had many, many good seasons, with the Giants. They're going to hold a news conference on Friday, and he's going to talk to the media then. But it makes sense. I mean, what is there, you know, left to prove? He would become a free agent in the offseason. He's made more than $250 million from his football contracts, the most in NFL history. So I would say has a family at 39. That's good living. And with his personality and all the possibilities of whatever he could do next, no reason to feel sorry for Eli Manning. He had a great career, is what I would say. A great career. Meanwhile, I brought up the Saints, or I brought up New Orleans earlier, talking about the Pelicans and Zion Williamson. But as Drew Brees is a fan and may watch what's happening with the Pelicans, he has to make his own decision about whether he's coming back for a 20th season to lead the Saints, because he'll be 41. And, of course, they're saying they want him back. The general manager says, we want him back. But he's scheduled to be an unrestricted free agent. And he has, you know, no desire to test the open market, he said in the past. But, and I think that still stands. But will he want to come back? I mean, what it takes, the preseason workouts, all the stuff that you have to go through, and making that decision that, you know, he loves doing it, but does he want to continue doing it? I mean, this is kind of like the decompression period for someone like him especially. So I think he just decompresses and then decides, do I want to come back or not? I mean, they come off of a 13-3 season, and they've got some really, free agency could affect the team, but they have some really good players, so they could be in contention again. Be interesting. All right, I got to clean up these peanuts. Thanks for joining us in the Woe Man Cave and for listening to this hour of the show.
In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.